Blog Talk Radio.
What's best for your family, immediate and extended. Any argument, the media extended. I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends.
Yeah.
Huh? Real friends.
Said real friends.
I guess I
the Real Relationship Talk Show. We are back. We got a lot to talk about today, and we're going to jump right in with the what I like to call the relationship truth of today. And what is the relationship truth? For those that are just joining us for the very first time, those that are just listening, and the relationship truth is a post that I send out on Facebook, on Twitter, on, what is it, Instagram, anywhere, Tumblr, if you want to follow the Tumblr, KennyTalk_, whatever. I'm trying to get it out there, right, because I want to create dialogue and I want to really change the way, or I'm not going to say change, I'll just say just give you a different perspective on what we've been taught when it comes to relationships. So the relationship truth of today is, you know what, it's actually, I'm going to flip it today. Give me a moment. I think, this is what I'm going to do. Here we go. I'm going to choose a relationship truth. Then I got a post I want to read to you guys that somebody gave to me, man. I thought it was so funny. So funny, right? I said to myself, the people that listen to the Kenny Talk Experience, man, guess what? Those people need to hear this. But here's a relationship truth of the week. It goes as follows. Okay, many of us don't want solutions. We want the chance to vent so that other people feel our pain. Many of us don't want solutions. We want the chance to vent so that other people feel our pain. So I'm going to open up the phone line, 646-595-4038, if you want to speak on it. Or, you know what, get at me in the inbox like you love to do and let me know what you think. Hit me up. I would like to know what you think about this particular post. I got something to say on it, and it's going to tie directly into the topic that we're speaking on and the direction that we're taking it. Trials and tribulations in relationships. Trials and tribulations in relationships. That's the topic today. Now, it's not just in relationships. Let me rephrase that. It's trials and tribulations in long-term relationships, because that's what we want nowadays. Yeah, that's what we want. Many of us don't want solutions. We want the chance to vent so people feel us. What do you think? Okay, I see him popping in right now, but let me go and speak on it real quick. Check it out. I'm going to speak on it, then I'm going to read some of the posts that some of you guys that you're sending in right now. Now, the reason why I chose this one to tie and connect with trials and tribulations in long-term relationships is that, guess what? We don't want when you look at the average relationship nowadays, people don't really want a solution to fix things. A lot of them just really want to be felt, want to be heard, you know. The worst thing you can do in a relationship is make the person that's verbally expressive feel as if their words don't matter, or what they're trying to say is not being heard. That's the worst thing you can do. That will cause a breach in your love life, regardless of who you are, how old you are, what nationality or race you are, it don't matter. You know, people want to be heard, and the way they want to be heard is that they verbally express themselves, right? Or sometimes when they feel like they're not being heard, they'll go into a cocoon, you know. They'll fall back, as we like to put it. And when people fall back, it's still a form of communication, right? It's they still trying to let you know something. Or when people continue to try to get their point across to you by verbally expressing it, then it starts to sound, or from a guy perspective, you know how we do it. We feel like you're nagging. Ladies, we feel like you're nagging. So, if you're nagging, you're trying to be heard. Many people just want the chance to be heard. That's what the post is about. That's it. Okay, let me go to the lines real quick. Okay, well, I just lost you. Sorry about that. Whoever that was, give us a call back if you want to be heard. I apologize. I just lost you. But guess what? We're going to go to Facebook. We'll go to Facebook. I got a young lady actually popping in. She says, I don't agree with the post, Kenny Talk, because solutions are what we want. We want to be able to relax, fall in love, live happily ever after with the man of our dreams. So we do want solutions. We also want to be heard. Okay. All right, I get that. I get what you're saying. So she's saying that they really do want solutions. Well, let's elaborate on that real quick. Let's talk about it. You say that you guys really, really want solutions. Right? You say you really want solutions to what's going on. Now, let me tell you something. Whenever you get a fix, I've been in long-term relationships before. I have. Whenever one thing gets fixed and it's no longer a need to speak on, why does something else always magically appear? Why is it always something new? Why is it always something new, ladies and gentlemen? See, that lets us know you don't really want a solution. It's the ability to vent, or the ability to verbalize or express what you're going through or how you're feeling. So we do this by, guess what? By analyzing our mates. You know, whenever you do something that rubs me the wrong way or makes me feel some type of way, I want to express it. And how often is that going to happen? How often are we going to do things that make the people in our life, our love life, feel some type of way? I mean, it's simple. That's the way it happens. That's the way it happens. So I wanted to touch on that real quick. That's pretty much the relationship truth of the week. If you guys want to get these posts, remember Kenneth DeMoss or Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook, either or, like the page, add the page. Kenny Talk _, at Kenny Talk _ for Instagram, and at Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter. At Kenny Talk _ as well on Tumblr. I think. I got to go check that one out. I'm not sure. I don't get a chance to visit Tumblr as much. But guess what? We got to jump right into the discussion, right? We got to jump into the discussion. I know we talked about venting a little bit. Man, one of my Facebook friends actually sent out a post. And it spoke about, I'm going to read it to you just the way he sent it to me. And I shared it for those that my friends, y'all probably saw it. He says, is this a guy talking to another guy? I'm not going to say who the characters are they use, but they says, well, I'm not going to read it exactly like it is, because it's just cursing, man. I'm going to clean it up. It's basically saying, it's talk guy from one guy to another one. All right. When your woman stop complaining, she ain't your woman no more. If your woman is not bitching, then she's not your bitch anymore. And see, now, I want y'all to kind of feel me on this one. Now, when I saw this, this kind of resonated with me, because it talks about trials and tribulations. We're talking about trials and tribulations in long-term relationships. Because trials and tribulations are what make women nag, or make women, you know, want to bitch or complain, right? That's what actually makes it happen. So what can we do different? Because, you know, remember, the relationship talk show or the Kenny Talk Experience, as we call it, man, we want to give you not just real talk. We want to give you real solutions over these real topics. We want to give you a real solution. So what do you think can be done in order to not come off as nagging to your man? What can be done? What can be done? We're going to actually speak on it in just a moment. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We got to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. For those that are just joining us, we're talking about trials and tribulations in relationships. And what makes a woman nag or fuss is going through the trials and the tribulations and the frustrations that, guess what, we as men, we put them through. So we got to do better. So don't go nowhere. We'll be back fast so you can say cat in the hat. And I want to jump right in to this topic. We're going to dissect it tonight. It's going down. So we'll be back fast so you can say cat in the hat. Salute.
Tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio R1 sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're talking about trials and tribulations and long-term relationships. Now, let me go ahead and start dissecting. Check this out. Now, if you ask that, now, when it comes to a person that's coming from our generation, and that's who I'm speaking to at this particular point, and even, you know, I'll say even younger, you know, everybody feel like they have gone, you know, they've gone through a lot when it comes to relationship. Everybody feel like, you know, it's so much that they've been through, you know, they survived, right? You know, we've been through hell. He did me wrong. She did me wrong. She can't love you like she can love you. Or he can't love you like I can love you. I can help. I won't do you like the person did you. I mean, you know, but y'all, I know you can feel it. I know you can feel it. But you know what? When you sit down and really think about all the things that people go through or have been through in relationships that didn't work out, all the frustration, all the trials, all the tribulations, right? A lot of them are really the same. Right? A lot of them are really the same. Cheating. What's the biggest one? What's the biggest one? Y'all hit me up and tell me what do you think the biggest one is. I know I just gave the answer away, because I see somebody hit me up right now telling me that. You know what? Cheating. Everybody feel like cheating is just the ultimate thing to just destroy a relationship, destroy trust. You know, we'll put it like this. Let me put it this way. Going through hell is a perception. Because there are girls, ladies, and I'm going to keep it real, and I know you know this, but I got to say it. There are girls that have actually gone through what you've gone through in a relationship. And they're still together. There are people that have gone through what you've gone through, that very thing that just kind of broke you down to the point to where you feel like, get what? I can't survive no more. I'm so hurt. You know, that very thing, guess what? Somebody else has actually have gone through it, and they just pretty much didn't take it the way you took it. You got people that have gone through the exact same thing that you've gone through, and they didn't jump out of a window. They didn't end the relationship. They didn't do that. They chose not to. So when you talk about trials and tribulations in a relationship, you're looking at a person's perception of them, because they're normal things that people go through. They're normal things that people go through. So, for the most part, I want everybody to know today that your perception in your relationship is your reality. It's your reality. It is your reality. So you have to say to yourself, guess what? What am I going to make? What am I going to do for my reality? What do I want it to look like? If I'm in a relationship with a person, I pray and I ask God, hey, I ask God, can you please send me, that this is what ladies be saying, right? Can you send me a man? I'm waiting on God to send me a man that's going to be just right for me, that's not going to do me wrong, that's all this kind of stuff, that's going to sweep me off my feet, marry me, and till death do us part. But you got to understand what you're asking for. You, ladies and gentlemen, you are asking for what other people actually have. You asking for everything that you call trial. You're asking for trials and tribulations. Because you're not, I repeat, you're not going to be in a long-term relationship and not go through trials and tribulations. Now, what those trials and tribulations look like, it depends on the person that you're with. And it also depends on you. You know? It depends on you. We got to get out of this victim, I'm the victim mentality, and understand that, guess what? many people that go through what we go through and stay together. Don't put that business out. You see them in the street, you're single, or you see them at the movies, you're single, or you see them at the park, and you're single, and you're thinking, man, I really want what they have. Why can't, you know, I get what I, why can't I find someone? Why can't I find someone that's going to be down for me like that? Why? God, why have thou forsaken me? You know, I mean, we say a lot of this stuff we wish, but you don't understand that that very thing that you are not willing to put up with is what other people put up with and stay together. That very thing that people, that you say you won't deal with, or that you ended your relationship over, that's how they stay together. They just, you know, that's it. They just don't break up. They just don't break up. But the difference is that you actually see a red flag and you run for the hills. You give up quick. Okay? You give up quick. So, and you know what? And if we want better, we got to do better. That's going to be pretty much it. That's it on that's gonna be the that's gonna be everything that I want you to take away from this conversation tonight, everybody. Long term relationships come with trials and tribulations. They come with frustration. You know, they come with arguments. But what you have to do is you have to really learn the person that you're with. You have to want to fight for the person. Well, I take that back. Not fight. You have to want to learn that person, number one, so you'll know how to communicate with them, so you'll know how to get across to them and get an understanding. Because understanding is the best thing in the world in a relationship. I understand you, you understand me. Okay? Then you have to get to the point to where what you go through what you go through has to stop outweighing the person that you're with. What the person so-called puts you through, it cannot outweigh, you know, that person and what you're willing to do to be with them, you know. When you're frustrated, when you're upset, a lot of us pull the trigger. Or when we see a red flag, yeah, he did this or she did that, or this is something that I noticed and this is not something I'm willing to deal with. I can keep it moving because you know what? What I want is out there. It may be out there and it may take a little longer to find, right? It may do that. You have to make that choice if you're ready to do that, if you're ready to wait for that. But don't make that choice if you're not willing to wait for it, and then turn around and be frustrated at the world because you're waiting for it. It hadn't come yet. You know? Don't do that. You can't do that. You have to make sure you understand that going forward when it comes to relationships in 2016, that person that you got, or that person that you see somebody else with, and you say, you know, why can't I find someone like that? Believe me, that person that you're speaking about, they dealt with the stuff you probably weren't willing to deal with up front. They didn't flee at the first sign of trouble, you know, because that's what we do. When we get into the relationship, we chilling, or we start dating and we chilling, and we automatically see something that we don't like, you know. We automatically say, well, you know what? I think I ain't gonna be able to do that. I'm not gonna be able to put up with that. So I need to, I need to make a move. You end up making a move and going back out on that same dating scene, you know. You go back out on the same dating scene hoping to find what you feel like that last person, you know, what you feel like the last person did or didn't do that made you feel some type of way. So, ladies and gentlemen, those that are just joining us, we're speaking about trials and tribulations in relationships. We're talking about in long-term relationships. And we place emphasis on long-term relationships because That's what everybody seems to want. Everybody want to be in a long term. Everybody want to be, everybody want that forever. And I tell you, that forever is out there. You know, some of us are still in love with people that we're not with at this particular time. You know, we're doing our thing, our separate thing, you know, because it so-called didn't work out with each other. We're going through the holidays. We're going through the year without each other, but in love with each other. We're dating other people while we're still in love with someone else. We're getting into relationships with new people, but we still love someone else. All because we weren't willing to deal with the trials and the tribulations. So for the most part, women have to stop saying, in 2016, have to admit to themselves that, guess what? You're not looking for a long-term relationship with a guy or with a mate, whatever you're looking for, or you say you're looking for. You're actually looking for a situation that don't have trials and tribulations. You want a situation that don't have trials and tribulations. And that's the reason why you can jump from guy to guy, because you got to think about it. Trials and tribulations normally don't come in the first, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. They don't normally come. So what you end up doing is you end up getting to know a new person that's not making waves, you know, that's not making waves, and guess what? That are not taking you through anything. They ain't doing all that. You know? And you end up having sex with them. You end up kicking it with them. You end up getting into a relationship. And then when the trials and tribulations come, what you do? All right, I'm gone. I ain't with dealing with this because I don't have to deal with this. I can go find somebody else. When are we going to put a stop to it? It's a Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio. We about to pay some bills real quick. When we come back, we got the Keeping It Real letter. And the Keeping It Real letter comes from Dallas, Texas, everybody. Dallas, Texas. I got something to say to Dallas, Texas, because, you know what, she need to hear it. All right? So don't go nowhere. We'll be back. Remember, trials and tribulations are what you make them. They're your perception of them. And if you're trying to run from them, guess what you're going to be doing, baby? You're going to be running forever. Salute. Don't go nowhere. Kenny Talk in the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Phone's blowing up right now, but I ain't tryna talk, I'm tryna feel the fire. All my bitches fucked up right now, but got the jewelry on me, now I'm tryna keep it tight. Now my nigga, he been tripping on me all week. Now I'm tryna get my mind off the shit, and you know what I need. Yeah, and I don't give a damn who sees. I'm tryna be slipping on, don't bury on for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I let her push the phone right now if she worth it. Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey. He don't want no liquor cause he been drinking that dirty. Bring the ace by the case, my bitches with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me.
Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time we've been
slipping on, don't bury on for no reason. If I
dropping tags up a echelon for no reason.
Everybody, it's about time for the keeping it real letter. Now that's a letter that or some information that our listeners send in. That, you know, they'd be wanting. They'd be right there have questions. They enjoy the show. They enjoy the perspective. So they'll say, you know what, keep it real, my situation. So we're gonna go. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, real quick. Let's travel over there. She says, can you talk? 3 months ago, I met the most wonderful guy. The dating was fun, and the sex was great. But when it came down to us trying to make it work, that's when everything fell apart. Everything falls apart whenever you try to make it official. And I'm wondering, why is that the case in my life? I'm a hardworking young lady. I feel I got everything that a man could want because I don't have any problem dating. I don't have any problem being approached by guys. But whenever you try to make it official, that's when things start to change. Can you please, please keep it real with my situation? That's when all of the troubles come out. That's when you find out that they really frustrate you more than they make you happy. That's when you found out that there's a good chance the direction that the relationship is going in, I'm not going to like it. But at that particular point, I have to make my exit because I deserve better. Keep it real, Kenny Talk, all right? Man, that's interesting, Dallas. I would say this, Dallas. One thing I can agree with you is that you don't have to put up with nothing, right? There's a good chance that there's better out there for you. Those are some things I do agree with you with. I'll go ahead and say it. Looking at your picture, you're a looker. But you got to look at it like this, sweetie. It kind of ties, the reason why I chose your letter, Dallas, is because it kind of ties into one of the points I was just making. See, in that short time that you meet people, there aren't going to be much friction. I mean, you're a pretty young lady, so it's like if a guy gets the opportunity, you know, to get your phone number, to take you out, talk to you on the phone, kick it with you, I mean, he's not going to mess it up. He's going to be on his best behavior. So what you're doing is you're experiencing them up front on that best behavior. And what ends up happening is just, you know, you guys form a situationship, you know. And then that's when the sex starts. Then after the sex comes, guess what? Let's go ahead and start to make it official. I also want to look at this. It's not that once you decide to make it official that people go left. What it is, Dallas, is that, I know I'm calling you Dallas. What it is, Dallas, Texas, is guess what? You really don't know a person until you've had sex with them. Uh-oh. I might ruffle some feathers on that one. And the reason why I say that, Dallas, is because that's when a guy, from a guy perspective, that's when he starts to really unwind around you. You know, that's when you're going to get the real guy. And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you need to, you know, up front, you know, jump in the bed with everybody that you date just to figure out who they really are. But I just need you to recognize that. That's all I'm saying. Stop thinking that the good behavior period that when you meet these guys, that good behavior period is who they are. Stop trying to start a relationship based on what happens in the good behavior period. Because I'm telling you, the good behavior period is just that. It's a period. What happens at a period? It comes to a stop. Guys are going to get into their comfort zone, and that's who you're going to be left to deal with. But let's take it a little bit further. How many times have you done this over the last 2 or 3 years, Dallas, to where it ended this way, right? Think back on the number of people, if it's a handful, if it's two, if it's three, over the last couple of years that made it that far, you know, made it in the bed with you, made it to the point to where you try to build something, and then all of a sudden, just like you said, things change. That's when that's when they go left. Think about those guys and think about which one of them do you really think today you probably could have dealt with? Which one you still think about? Which one might still hit you up on a text every now and then? Hey, how you doing? Which one will you hit up on the text every now and then just to say hi? Which one broke your heart? So think about it. You have an opportunity when you first meet people. Your opportunity is going to be around, guess what? Not taking the probation period or the good behavior period at face value. Well, you need to take it at face value. You're looking at it too deep. They're gonna act though. You're a pretty lady, they're gonna act 100% correct. You know? And during this acting period, you're basing your new relationship, or you're looking at the future, or you're making plans, as Usher said. You're making plans. You can't start making plans based off of the good behavior period. And that's what you're doing. That's why you're running into situations like that. Switch it up, Dallas. Thank you for writing in. Thank you, everybody. Thank Dallas for writing in. Thank you, Dallas. And I'm gonna go to Facebook real quick. I'm gonna see what some of my peeps got to say to Dallas. Anybody want to speak on Dallas? 646-595-4038. If you want to make your words heard, or you can just, you know, come in the inbox with me and you can make your words known, and I'll read them out to make sure everybody sees them. And you know what? And for the most part, I got some people on here saying, guess what, man? That's a very good point you made, Kenny Talk. Okay, yeah. I got another one. I got a young lady that's saying, this probationary period that you spoke about, is not always the case. There are a lot of good men out there that are who they are up front. Okay, and you know what? You're right. I'm not saying that what you're saying is false, but I'm speaking overall. The average guy is not. It's not. He's still typing. Come on, come on. I want to hear you. Cause look, it's not. I mean, because you can keep fishing for that, but just be prepared to wait. If you don't have a problem with waiting, patiently waiting, whether it take 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, turning this person down, turning that person down, it's totally up to you. You wait for it, you know. I salute you if that's what you're willing to do. Yeah. All right. We want to make sure, I'm going to do a real quick recap. Majority of the trials and tribulations, well, no, the trials and tribulations that we go through in relationships are really all the same. The biggest one is going to be around cheat, you know. No, everyone says that they don't, no, nobody wants to put up with cheating. They're just out the door, goodbye, I'll holler at you. Okay, I get that. You have that right. But I need you to understand, those women that you envy, that are in long-term relationships, they have dealt with it. And don't let them lie to you. If you are a person that's in a long-term relationship as well, don't you lie. You know you've dealt with that. You had a conversation with that person. Y'all worked it out. Y'all got counseling. Y'all argued. Y'all fought. Y'all made up. But guess what? Y'all stayed together. So if you're willing to stay together, then you got yourself a long-term relationship. The problem today, ladies and gentlemen, and you heard it first on the Kenny Talk Experience, the problem today as well is that many of us are not compelled to deal with what we put each other through. What we put each other through seems to outweigh the love that we have for each other. We get so emotional. We get so frustrated. We get angry. We upset. We make decisions based on that. We leave. Man. We make the choice to leave like that. We give up so quick. And when you give up quick, ladies and gentlemen, you give up on a possible opportunity. When you give up quickly, ladies and gentlemen, you're walking further away from a long-term relationship. When you ask for a long-term relationship, you're asking for trials and tribulations. Okay? And don't just focus on the trials and the tribulations that you're being put through while missing the trials and the tribulations or the frustration that you put that person through. We seem to get cloudy when it comes to the things that we do, the things that people put up with from us. We seem to forget. Yeah, I'm the first one that said it. We all go through crazy stuff with each other. But we got to make sure that, guess what? If you want to be together, be together. You got to stay together. Now, I know y'all hear Kenny talk every week on here, and I have some pretty direct topics. I got direct topics, right? But overall, I want you to know my goal is to see you happy. I want to see everyone in loving relationships. But I just want you to, I want to be realistic. I want you to look at it from a realistic perspective. You know, I don't want you, I need you to understand, a long-term relationship is not as pretty as you think it is. When you see that old couple that you envy walking through the park, man, you won't believe the stuff that they've gone through together. I mean, and it gets crazy. It gets crazy. We got to make sure that we tell each other the truth. Don't leave the person that you love. There's a lot that you can learn by just really analyzing your lover's behavior, the way they think. But you got to use that. You got to use that to be able to effectively communicate. You can't argue. You can't nag. You can't yell. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, gets you exactly what you're getting right now. You're running from trials and tribulations. And I need y'all to understand that. Yeah. Let me go. I got a video that I shared, right? This was pretty interesting, man. It's this guy. I mean, this is something that he said. I'm going to touch on these points real quick before we get ready to wrap. Because this is something else I need everybody to know. I got a guy on the video, right? He's actually speaking about how he treats his wife. He's speaking about how he treats his wife. He's this great guy or what have you. He says he'll do anything to make his wife happy. He started the conversation off. He was saying, guess what? He was sitting up here chilling, and his wife said, hey, I'm about to go to the store or whatever. And he said, okay, cool. And as she was leaving out, she told him to have dinner ready by the time she gets back. And he said to himself, he worked so many hours a day. He's a breadwinner, right? He's the man of the house. And she said, can you have dinner ready by the time I get back? He started off by saying, I mean, because he was videoing this from the kitchen to pretty much make a point. He's in the kitchen getting that dinner ready, but here's what he says. He says he works all the time, anytime he wants. He hangs out with the fellas anytime that he wants, and his wife does not give him any problems. So you bet that he's going to take care of her. Then he goes on to speak about he would do anything to make his wife happy. He said he underestimated the term happy wife, happy life. He said now he understands that if you make your wife happy, then you are going to be happy. And he will get in that kitchen and cook for her and make sure that dinner is ready whenever she asks him to. Now, the point I want to make on that one is because when I shared the video, I got a couple of people inbox me on it. They spoke on it and said, you know what, Kenny Talk, yeah, this is this is what life is all about. It's about a man not being afraid to take care of his woman. It's about a man, you know, he called, and then also in the video, he called other guys suckers that didn't do that. He said, let me show y'all, I'm going to teach y'all suckers something or what have you, that whatever the term you use. So you got this guy saying that, and he starts to continue to talk about happy wife, happy life. I'll do this for my wife. I cherish my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife. I'll make her happy. I'm going to make her happy. All right, I get that. But he alluded from a very strong point that he made himself in the beginning of the video. Everybody that watched the video, they only hear happy wife, happy life. A man that's willing to take care of his wife. But the part that they skipped is that his woman don't give him any problems. He skipped over and didn't touch on how he gets to hang out whenever he wants to. He go off and go to work, and he work all kinds of hours. She don't give him no grief. She don't nag. That's not what she does. So he's thankful for that. So the point that I'm trying to make everybody before we go to the final thought is this. Happy husband, happy wife, happy relationship. You got to meet each other halfway. You got to do a lot of compromising. You got to have a clear understanding. And you got to be able to effectively communicate. Not just communicate. Not just bump your gums or open your mouth and whatever flies out, expect somebody to follow suit. That's not the way it works. You got to effectively communicate with the person that you want to be with. All right? It's a Real Relationship Talk Show, and we talked about trials and tribulations. They are your perception, right? I'm not trying to downplay anything that anybody has done to you. I just need you to understand that if it's worth staying together, don't not stay together based on outside acceptance, based on what people know that actually happened. Well, yeah, everybody, a lot of girls know that he cheated on me, so if I stay with him, they're going to call me a fool. You know, or if I continue to be with him, or girl, if I was you, I wouldn't do X, Y, and Z. I wouldn't stay with him. You crazy for being with him. You let that man run over you. You let that woman run over you. That's one too. You know, us guys, we'll talk down at each other as well. But you know what? If you happy, I'm happy. Y'all make each other happy. But understand, asking for a long-term relationship, you're asking for trials and tribulations. They coming. It's the final thought, everybody. It's a little spoken word that I put together, and it go a little something like this. Yeah. My little spoken word. All right. When you ask the average adult that have fell in and out of love if they feel that they've gone through hell with their lover, and they'll say yes. But if you gave them a chance to explain how and some specifics from their past, you'll see they haven't dealt with anything different from the next. Now, the term going through hell is an opinion that's driven by a person's perception. And this shapes that individual's, I'm sorry, it shapes how that individual sees the situation. That's all it does. It's shaped by the weak and confused that see themselves as the victim, as if their ex was the cause of all their tribulations. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd like to meet a person of my dreams and fall head over heels and stay together from the moment we both say I do. I want to love all to myself long term, like the elderly couple in the park, without going through the same things that they've gone through. Now, your relationship has to be tested to see if it's solid, to see if it's real. We can't just fall in love with each other when we're at our best. Now, you have to go through times when your lover pisses you off till you want to fight or leave, and still know that you would choose them over all the rest. Now, one of the biggest things is that elderly couple in the park, you want what they have, but you're not willing to go through the stuff that they've already gotten through. I misread that. You're not willing to go through the same things that they've already gotten through. And a message to your elderly couples out there, stop lying to these young folks. You got to tell them the truth. You know, Grandma, you got to tell them that Grandpa did a whole lot of cheating in his time, but he had to grow up. You had to stick with him. You know, you had to watch him grow into the man that he is. Grandpa, stop lying to these dudes. You know you did a whole lot. Keep it real. That's all I'm trying to say. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm not trying to step on anybody's shoes. I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes, but I am going to keep it real. We'll be back next week, same time, 7:30. Trials and tribulations are going to be there. But are you going to be there? Trials and tribulations are what they are. You got to make the best of them. It's Dollhouse Radio's own, the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Salute to all the fellas. Thank Dallas for writing in. Thank you, Dallas. And to all the ladies, kiss that your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Yeah. Have a great weekend.